With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, you looked at the film, especially in that second half. What on earth happened out there?
Yeah, you know, I was really pleased with the fact that we were able to hold the 3 points going to the half. We come out the second half and, you know, force a fourth down stop, which is really big. Then those next four series, man, we just couldn't find a way to get off the field. You know, couldn't stop a run game. All of a sudden, they're making plays with the bootleg that we had been containing. And when it rains, it pours. It just kept coming. And so some things that we'll have to get better at for sure, being able to be more gap sound and tackle better. We had a lot of missed tackles in those last four drives that really hurt us. So, you know, disappointing that we could start so well and not finish the way we started. So something we'll have to work on for sure.
This is now 2 weeks in a row. We saw in Miami, they made a push against you guys. And now this game in the second half, are they the same problems? Is there a cause for concern? Because this is back-to-back weeks. We've seen uncharacteristic performances from the defensive unit.
Yeah, I think the Miami game was a little bit different in the fact their last score, you know, we're up two scores and we're playing things a lot different when they got their final score. This game, you know, just, you know, the missed tackles and not being in our gaps, that's something you gotta get fixed in a hurry.
Yeah. Thanks, Leslie.
You're welcome.
Hey, Coach Sal Capaccio, good to see you.
Hey, Sal.
Hey, from a player, former player, head coach, coordinator now, I just want to ask you about the structures of rosters when you're going against, like, used to be these big physical guys who would just run at you back in the 80s and 90s, and then it got, you know, obviously smaller and more receivers on the field and spreading the field, and that caused the defense to kind of counter. And now, you know, you see a team like yesterday, they're big physical offensive line, which, you know, I know they have weapons on the outside. But what's the balance as a defensive coordinator trying to figure out how to match personnel when that keeps going back and forth, you know, in the league, basically?
Yeah, for us, you know, you're trying to get the best player at each position. And you do look at other teams' rosters and what's the trend, how are things trending around the league. And in our league, you know, it seems like more teams want to spread you out and find mismatches personnel-wise. Although yesterday, the team that we were playing – it's all about tempo, going real fast and, you know, having big guys up front and kind of getting you out of your spots a little bit. So as a whole, I think it's more, you know, matching up with people. But there are times where you need to be able to match strength with strength. And yesterday was one of those days.
Is that why, if I can ask, Dean Marlowe played the slot, I believe, to start the second half. Was that a response to maybe getting a little bit bigger in the run game against the run game?
A combination of what they had on the field and how we wanted to match up more than anything, just to match up.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Yes. Good afternoon, Coach. George Radney, Challenger Community News. How are you doing today?
Good, George. How are you?
Pretty good. Question, good. Do you think with Star Lotulelei opting out this year, you lose a really big man there in the middle. Do you think you may need to find a big guy or the biggest guy you can find to play nose tackle, maybe to be, especially when you go up against these punishing run teams like the Raiders coming up and then Tennessee the following week?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. We got some big ones coming in. The Raiders, they have a very, very good offensive line, one of the biggest ones, maybe the biggest in the National Football League. So you like to be stout in the middle of your defense for sure, and that means for us that Harrison Phillips is really going to have to step up and make a difference for us. Vernon Butler is going to have to do a really good job for us. So, I mean, we have a rotation going, and the guys that we have there will have to do a good job. Quinn Jefferson, another guy who we'll have in there rotating. But we're counting on the guys that we have to stand up and give us what we need in the middle of our defense to be more effective against these inside running teams that we're going to face.
Yes, the last question for you. Do you think because they decided to go no huddle, and that's something that you really can't duplicate in practice or train, you really can't duplicate that speed of just getting right up and going to the next play? Do you think that kind of had an effect on your defensive line yesterday?
Well, we tried our best to simulate it in practice because we knew that that was one of the things that they did very well. But you're right. It's hard to get it exact the way they're going to do it in a game. But it may have played a factor late in the game from a fatigue standpoint. It's hard to say. But we tried to do our best during practice to simulate what we thought they were going to do when it comes to no huddle.
All right. Great. Thank you. Good luck this coming week out in Vegas.
Thanks, George.
Hey, Leslie, Matt Perino here. We've seen you the last couple of weeks working out or at least talking things over with Tremaine Edmonds. He's been trying to get his way back. He spoke a little bit about it yesterday. He didn't want to make an excuse, but you can tell he kind of, wasn't 100% and gritted through the performance. What's that like for, not only, a guy that means that much to your defense, but any player to have to, go in there and kind of play maybe not at 100%?
Oh, it was tough, but, we really appreciated the fact that Tremaine worked as hard as he could to get back this week. And throughout practice, we were trying to get him to test himself a little bit, which he was trying to do, but there's nothing like a game. So the fact that he was out there, that really helped us, in particular in that first half. But there's no doubt when you're not 100% against a physical offensive line like we faced yesterday, it can catch up to you a little bit. But he should be further along this week because of the fact that he played on Sunday. So I think that's going to help him when we get ready to play the Raiders.
Did you notice, obviously you mentioned A.J. Klein and Tyrell Dodson. They did a really nice job the week before. But did you notice that coverage-wise, having Matt Milano back, really helped you guys out?
Oh, no doubt. Not only coverage, Matt, but that blitz sack that he got in that first drive of the game that knocked him out of field goal range, that was huge. I mean, Matt can do things like that for us. They had another situation where they got the field goal in the second quarter, I think it was, where they were trying to run a screen and he gets up on the back and the quarterback has to dirt the ball. I mean, just throw it in the dirt. So having Matt back, helped us tremendously from a cover standpoint and then being able to bring him in our pressures as well.
Thanks, Leslie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, Leslie, it's Kim Jones. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Kim. Yes.
It's nice to see you again. And I'm going to play off Matt Carino's questions just now. Do you win that game yesterday without Tremaine and Milano?
Man, it's hard to believe that, we can win without those guys. It's, I know other guys would have stepped up and done a good job for us, but we're all very happy that both Matt and Tremaine were able to come back. We needed them. It was definitely tough in that second half, but if you could flip it, Kim, and just imagine if the Rams had gotten off to that fast of a start, it would have been a lot tougher to win that game. So very, very pleased and very happy that those guys were able to make it back for that ball game.
Leslie, I'm also curious, as a defensive coordinator who coaches a very prideful group, and I think I know your guys well enough to say that, but it's been the offense that has closed out these last two games, which is a little bit of a flipping of the script in Buffalo. But it strikes me that it's kind of healthy that way, that your offense can do it. So how do you balance that as a man coaching these prideful defenders who want to always do their job perfectly with the idea that you now have an offense that can pull its own weight?
Well, I try to explain to our players at the end of the day, it's about winning in our league. And in December, that's what's going to count, the W's, especially the ones you get in September. And, we definitely have some things we want to improve on defense. And it's great to be improving on those as you're winning games. You don't want your best football to be in September. You want to just keep improving as the year goes on. That's what I've tried to harp on with our guys, that our goal is to be improving. But at the end of the day, this is better for our football team when we have good balance. Good offense, good defense, good special teams is better for our team in the long term, not just being dominant on one side of the ball. So, but you're right. We all have a lot of pride, and, we want to be the group that wins the game. But get the W. Get the W.
Thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome.
Hey, Leslie, I believe AJ got his first career sack chasing Goff down there. I want to say in the first quarter, right before Milano's. I know you said he had a long way, you know, he had a long way to go from when he first arrived, but he got the nod over Daryl Johnson yesterday. How far along has Epenesa came since, I guess, even the beginning of the season?
Oh, I mean, it's a good question, Marcel. I was talking to AJ during the week and to our coaches as well is about how far he's come from when we started this thing off through Zoom and then a training camp where you're doing walkthroughs for a few weeks and, you know, you're not able to see your high draft pick get out and move around. And to see his growth and then for him to get his first sack, a great effort sack as well, I mean, it's a good sign. I mean, he's closed the gap with all the time that was missed because of the pandemic and not having an off season and a true training camp in the sense of the word. The fact that he's gotten as good as he has in such a short period of time, that bodes well for his future and for our future as well.
Perfect. Hey, appreciate it, Leslie. Thank you.
No problem.
Coach, good afternoon. Mookie Hawkins, 104 Sports Tonight. How you doing, sir?
Good, Mookie. Good.
Good. It seems like in that second half, it seems like the Rams was trying to get Robert Woods going. You did a good job in that first half on them. I don't think he even had a catch in that first half, but they did a lot to get him going, moving him in motion and things like that. So how important was, you know, just the eye discipline so the defense wouldn't worry about all that window dressing that was going on out there?
Well, that was a big deal. That was a point of emphasis during the week. You know, all the window dressing they give you behind the line of scrimmage before the ball is snapped and just being disciplined with your eyes. I mean, that was a point of emphasis. And at times we were really, really good at that. And then obviously in the second half, we weren't very good at doing that. And it got us a couple times. So it's something that other teams may try to employ and we'll have to get better at that.
Now, speaking with, you know, with that being said, other teams will try to employ that. We understand that, you know, gap integrity was lacking yesterday at some point. And last week we saw how valuable Matt Milano and Tremaine Edmonds was. So how much do you miss Star Lotulelei out there?
You know, Star was a very good player for us a year ago, you know, helped us tremendously, but we have some other guys that are filling that role that we're counting on in 2020 to do a good job for us. And I think those guys will continue to improve as we go along. And, you know, can't deny that Star was a big part of our success a year ago, but we got some other guys that are more than capable.
Absolutely, Coach. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Hey, Leslie. Sal Majorana in Rochester. You know, recognizing that the last 2 weeks you've played quarterbacks who get the ball out pretty quickly, and that was evident especially yesterday, but do you think you're getting enough pressure, especially from your edge guys, or do you need these guys to bring the heat a little bit more than they have so far?
Yeah, the system that we play yesterday, I mean, it really slows you down with all the sideways running and all the bootlegs. Kind of had us off kilter a little bit. We're going to need our pass rush to be really good for us as we get along and for sure this coming weekend. So we're going to need more. There's no doubt about it. Yesterday, a little different style offense, but we're going to need more from our pass rush for sure.
Now, if I could ask one last thing, Harrison Phillips looked like he struggled yesterday. I'm no expert, but give us your thought. It looked like he was having trouble in the inside there.
Yeah, there were times where Harrison, you know, really looked like he was beyond that ACL injury that he's been coming back from. And there were other times you could see as the game went on, it was a little bit tougher for him. But I think overall, considering what he's coming off of, dealing with an ACL injury, which usually about mid-season or later in the season, you might begin to get back to where you were prior to the injury. I think he's pretty far along under the circumstances, but not quite the Harrison before the ACL injury, but he's getting closer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.